This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're so excited today because we have one of the winners, Richiambagazi Saftas. Yo!
Yes, we do. One of the ladies, of course, we told you, two of them that have made Limpopo so, so, so proud. So this morning, what a moment for South African television. What a moment for Limpopo.
Namusirikotramba namukororowa amanenje nandikeli aloto azala amanenje bone bane bakoro davoka gamisa mavu.
Oh my God. I mean, a huge congratulations, a huge congratulations. Wait, let me set the scene. So, of course, we are celebrating this morning. A big, big congratulations to Vere Manenje Emokororo Wahashu, who has won Best Supporting Actress in a TV soap at the SAFTAs over the weekend. And let me tell you, this was for her incredible portrayal of the role of Evelyn on Scheme Sam. Goosebumps. Her performance, it has kept viewers glued to their screens, and it's just brought depth, emotion, authenticity to the character that many of us love to watch. So, of course, this morning we are celebrating her talent, her dedication, and the power of storytelling. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Are you still on cloud nine, or are you here with us?
Listen, I'm here, there, and everywhere. You know what? I've never been so stretched in my life.
No,
Garo. Being the Ubasa today till now.
Yeah, Garo, go cloud 30 already, not 9.
Sure, I was replaying your speech just yesterday, trying to look at you and everything to say, oh my goodness, what's going through your mind in that moment? Your name is called, you're walking to the podium, like what was happening? What are you thinking?
Sure, you know, can I tell you something too? There was a mistake with my name. I think the guy, when he pronounced the name, he said Banile Manj. And a wave of kind of disappointment came through until I looked at the video and I was like, no, but that's me. And then I got up. You know, I felt God in that moment, because as I stood up, I was seeing different faces of who was clapping for me. I can't imagine. You know, when you realize, even this person is clapping for me. Even this person that I've looked up to for so many years is standing up for me. Yeah, they were standing ovation. We see it at the Oscars when your violas get up and people just stand and clap. And this time it was happening for me.
Yes, we feel you. Let's look at your portrayal of Evelyn Masaka on a Scheme Sam. It has really resonated with audiences. Let's look at your preparation for their role. How did you prepare for that one? What makes this character so special to you?
So with every character that I get, I don't single out the character's bangati. Every character that I get, when I say that as a Gudaj Korori, it's actually a method, you know, for Stanislavski. It says to be the orange, you have to peel the orange. See? So that means Oritoma Ka'aha. Ka'aha, we build the person. Who is this person? What is her name? What is her second name? Who are her parents? Who are her siblings? What are her traumas? What is her disturbance? What is the thing that makes her light up? What keeps her going? That helps you identify the person you are dealing with. Because at the end of the day, these are just people that they are bestowed upon us, but we've never met them. We meet them by creating them. So with every role that I get, I make decisions as to how they are affected by the world and how they respond to the world. You know, and with this particular storyline, it was about consent, where we are not talking about rape. I think a lot of people thought Uri Kwambanga rape. We were talking about consent, to say you can take this girl home, but in the last second of her saying, I think I'm not comfortable, that means hanyaki, you know. So we were talking about consent, and it was a very big thing for me because I think even as grown-ups, we don't realize the borderline of consent, you know. And also realizing there's a lot of men, young men, older men, that are sitting in jail because they didn't understand the concept of consent. So my role in this one was to say, I am that mother that is heartbroken because she took out money to take her son to school, to sacrifice from a pocket that was empty. And then now she spends her Sunday besuking, where her son is getting traumatized. You know, there's so many mothers that had bright intentions for their children, but they never got to see that. All they see is high walls on Sunday, you know. So that is how I looked at it. And I thought I will be the mother of South Africa. I thought I will represent every mother who's heartbroken and has lost the future of their children.
And you did that. You did that so well. As we wrap up the conversation, you know, looking back at your journey as an actress, I first encountered you. So in my early years, I was a writer on Rivoningo, and we wrote for you. And you always brought, you brought everything to life, you know what I mean? So what would you say this award represents for you, and what message do you have for young South Africans who dream of making it in the industry?
This award, it came at a very tense time in my life where a lot was happening. But it reminds, I think what this award actually means to me is, you know, keep going. If you know the purpose you're ending, you just keep going, hold to the vision, and do and live out the purpose you're living. You know, no matter what you are going through, you always know what you are here on earth to do. Because sometimes God is preparing you for a bigger table, you know. So I would always say, never give up on yourself. Always show up for yourself. And I think the biggest mistake that we make is to think we have time. You can wake up tomorrow and you will be gone, you know, and you meet your Redeemer and he says to you, what did you do with the craft that I gave you, with the talent, with the calling that I gave you? You need to be able to answer and say, I spoke to the world, I lived God's air, I healed the world. You know, so always show up, consistency, dedication. You teach yourself to show up. And when you show up in the little or the smallest way, you learn discipline. You show up for bigger things, better.
That's the word. That's the word of the day. Thank you so much. And keep on celebrating. We are celebrating you in Limpopo. Next time you are here, pay us a visit in studio, please. We'd love to hang out with you.
And bring the award. Bring the award.
Not only is it one, it's two. So I will make sure that I bring both of them to studio.
Yes,
oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, have an amazing day. Thank you so much for making the time. We appreciate you so much. That's actress and, of course, the 2026 SAFTA winner, Vele Manenje.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.